This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Pulse nightclub survivors face censorship by the Equality Act. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
For Angel Colon and Luis Ruiz, the June 26 attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, dramatically altered the path of their lives. Even though Colon grew up in the church, he and Ruiz were actively abusing drugs and alcohol while participating in the LGBTQ lifestyle, same-sex relationships, and they were very far from God when the shooter assaulted the nightclub, murdering 49 and seriously wounding 50 more. Colon said about his experience that, "I was petrified knowing I was next. I heard the shooter behind me, gauging his next move. That's when I asked the Lord for forgiveness, to forgive me for failing him, for turning my back on him. I wanted to be at peace with God. But at that moment, my prayer changed to prophecy. I prophetically claimed my life for the Lord. I told him I would not leave that building dead, that I had a purpose, and that he would fulfill all the promises he made over my life. I knew in that moment that I was chosen and God had something big for me. I promised him I would worship him for the rest of my days. The very moment I said amen, I felt the bullet. Heat swelled through my abdomen and I was certain I was dead. But when I opened my eyes, I knew the Lord spared me." That night, he was shot 6 times, had a broken femur, was dragged over broken glass, and was just moments away from death when police were able to rescue him. Colon and Ruiz have created a documentary titled More Than Victims to share their testimonies and Jesus' healing power. They invite people trapped in the LGBTQ lifestyle to experience the freedom in Christ. They boldly share the good news of Jesus Christ and their recovery, both physical and spiritual. The 6 bullets from the shooter weren't able to silence Colon and Ruiz, but House Resolution 5, deceptively named the Equality Act, threatens to censor and destroy their ability to share their powerful testimony. It would even ban the life-saving counseling they received as they pursued freedom from the bondage of the LGBTQ lifestyle. H.R. 5 threatens anyone who would dare speak biblical truth to needy people living in sin. It is also a direct attack on religious freedoms in the United States. Liberty Council is urging people to continue to contact their senators and tell them to vote against the Equality Act. Visit their website, lc.org, for more ways to stand up and make sure that the government never silences these powerful testimonies of freedom. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.